The DNC's dirty tactics to hand Hillary Clinton the DNC nomination have long been reported going back to 2016, but most of those who were pointing it out were gaslighted by Clinton's tremendous troll army. Now that former DNC chair Donna Brazile, who has inside knowledge after taking over from the disgraced former chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has confirmed the rigging of the primary in her latest book, The Clinton DNC Spin Machine is in full effect after criticism from the Democrats, and she is now trying to say she did not insinuate the primary was rigged. But that is exactly what is written in her book. And again, she is just confirming what we already knew from the leaked emails. In the meantime, people continue to push this silly notion that $100,000 in alleged boosted Facebook and Twitter posts swung the election, a election where Clinton spent $2 billion+. They are naive, or a partisan puppet, or a person incapable of objectivity and critical thinking. To make excuses to her billionaire and millionaire donor class for losing to one of the worst candidates in modern politics in Donald Trump, Clinton and her trolls have been blaming Russians and saying without any credible evidence that Donald Trump colluded with Russians to win the election. And now it's revealed that Hillary Clinton, through intermediaries, paid millions of dollars to Russians to find dirt on Trump. The Clinton campaign and the DNC hired Fusion GPS to assemble the widely debunked Trump dossier with the help of Kremlin-linked informants. During the same period, Russian interests mysteriously donated millions to a Canadian affiliate of the Clinton Foundation, which Hillary failed to report, and a Moscow bank with direct ties to Putin also paid Bill Clinton $500,000 for a speech. Yet the corporate media and Congress members have continued to say it was Trump that colluded with the Russians, when it is apparent it was Clinton, and she still lost. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. For more independent media, visit us online at blacktalkradionetwork.com.